Welcome to the Finding Wellness Podcast. My name's Megan. I'm a wife, mom, and holistic wellness coach. I have a passion for helping women, particularly moms, prioritize themselves and their general well-being. Because when we take the time to take care of ourselves, everyone wins. My goal with this podcast is to finally help you figure out what works for you to support your overall well-being. And because health is so much more than the size of our body, no topic will be off limits. We're talking about relationships, mental health, even things like finances, because it all plays a role. Some opinions and research shared here might work for you, and some definitely won't. So I encourage you to stay curious, be open to experimenting a little, and take what serves you and leave what doesn't. Let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Finding Wellness Podcast. My name is Megan, and as always, I am so happy to have you here. Today, I wanted to get into just navigating all of this noise on social media, because if you are like me and you're someone who is really dedicated to taking their health seriously, or you're wanting to start getting back in shape, or you have some kind of symptom that you're trying to understand, our social media feeds are really smart. So they're going to feed us creators and content that, you know, we might not even know that we're looking for. Right? Your phone knows that you have something that you are interested in before you even do, right? And so while this can be really great and really powerful and really helpful, I also think it can be really overwhelming and really confusing and honestly dangerous, right? So there's all of this like competing information out there. I'm going to talk about body goals for a second, because some of us, at the end of the day, we just have aesthetic goals, right? We want to lose X number of pounds. We want to look a certain way. I'm not going to say that there's anything wrong with that, because I don't believe that there is anything wrong with that. I have decided to let that go for me. But there is still, I'm not going to lie, there's still a tiny piece of me that is like, you know, I don't know that that piece of me, that little piece of me, will ever truly like die. But it's not what's at the forefront for me anymore when it comes to why I do things the way I do things in terms of taking care of myself. But if that's your motivation right now, I'm not going to take that away from you, right? So if you are someone who is looking to get in shape or lose a couple pounds for, you know, it's springtime, it's March now, it's going to be daylight savings soon, so it's going to be, we're going to have access to more sunshine for longer hours, and now is usually around the time that we start to get like, oh, you know, I need to get rid of this, you know, extra couple, whatever. If that is you and you are on social media right now, you are probably being fed a lot of content around, you know, going keto or going plant-based or not doing any cardio and making sure that you're doing only resistance training and all of this stuff, right? And how the hell are you supposed to know where you fall, right? Because sometimes we get this idea in our head that like, oh, this low carb thing worked for me in the past, so I'm going to go ahead and do that right now, right? And then when it doesn't work this time, we don't think to ourselves, oh man, this isn't working, I should try something different. No. Innately, what we think is, this isn't working, I must not be doing it like enough, right? And we double down on the thing. So whether that's intermittent fasting or keto or whatever it is, we go harder on that thing and we end up doing more harm than good, right? Same with, you know, if you have, if you're just trying to navigate just in general, you're getting fed all of this content, like you have to sync your workouts with your cycle. And then somebody else is saying, if you do that, you're going to lose all of your gains. Like you can't just train 2 weeks out of each month. You know, you're never going to make any progress, blah, blah, blah. And I've got news for you. Both of those things can be true. Like, it, depending on what season you're in, depending on what your goals are, depending on how long you've been working out, depending on what your menstrual cycles look like all of that goes into effect when you're trying to make these decisions for yourselves. And a lot of times we have these content creators making these blanket statements because, one, if you have a polarizing opinion, you get more views on your content. That's just fact. And two, they're speaking directly to their person. That, you know, like, they have a person in mind, just like I have a person in mind for this podcast. They have a person in mind that they're speaking directly to. And sometimes that person is not you, even though they've come across your newsfeed or your For You page or whatever it is where you're getting your content. Doesn't necessarily mean that their content is right for you. And that's nothing against those people. I'm not saying that they don't have, you know, great advice for the people that they're trying to serve. What I'm saying is that we need to be more mindful of, is this person talking to me? Like, when they're saying these things, do I meet the criteria of who they're talking to? And honestly, to be honest, there are a lot of content creators that are just, you know, full of shit. And we need to be educated and know who those people are too. And so I just want us to be more aware of ourselves and what our goals are. Like, what are we actually trying to accomplish? What are we actually trying to accomplish? What is getting in our way? What has worked in the past? What is not working for me now? Right? Start asking yourselves these types of questions, because a lot of times what I see is we get like shiny object syndrome, right? Like, we're not where we want to be, and all of a sudden this new idea comes in, or this, again, something that has worked for us in the past resurfaces, and we're like, yes, this is it. This is going to solve all my problems. And we go all in on that thing without really ever stepping back and taking an assessment and like considering, is this right for me right now? And I think that's really, really important. Another thing that's really important that I will die on this hill forever and ever is that, you know, getting really quick results, again, whatever results is for you, whether that is feeling better, you know, getting rid of a symptom, or, you know, losing weight, or whatever your results are, whatever that looks like for you, getting that result quickly often isn't what's best for us and often isn't sustainable long term, right? I feel like we're still in this space of like, I want a pill, or I want this to happen in the next, you know, couple days even, you know, like, we live in this Amazon Prime world where we want everything yesterday, and our bodies are just not designed for that. Like, we need to give ourselves time. And, you know, again, while it can be hard when you're on social media and you're seeing, you know, your friend or your neighbor's sister's cousin who is, you know, dropping weight left and right, and she's got this, you know, collagen gel that she's selling and she swears by it, or, you know, this other friend of yours has like a leptin pill that they want you to take because it craves or curbs your appetite and, you know, gets rid of your cravings and all of that. That might sound great, and these people might mean well. They might not, you know, I don't think that everyone out there is malicious in intent, but I want us to just acknowledge that, you know, what works for someone might not work for me, first of all, and second of all, do I really want to take some kind of pill or some kind of supplement that promises this like magic result without really knowing much about what the supplement is, what the science is behind it, if it's going to work for me or if it's going to mess up my hormones and everything else even more, things like that. And you know, again, we're so willing to like buy this thing because we want to be supportive of our friends or, you know, they've gotten such great results, so surely it'll work for me too. We're so quick to do those things because we want that quick result, that quick feedback. But if we were to get back to the fundamentals ourselves and put some time in and put some work in, we could achieve all of those same results that that thing is promising you, but it takes longer. And that's not as much fun. And that doesn't give us the dopamine hit. And that doesn't get us the likes on social media. But the reality is that getting in touch with ourselves and what our goals are and what we really want, again, what's working, what's not working, all of those things. And then also being very aware and being honest with ourselves and saying, like, am I back to the basics and am I really, you know, supporting this effort the best I can, you know, just from, again, that bare bones, back to the root sort of things, back to the basics. We significantly underestimate these like really small things that make a really big difference, like getting enough sleep. I know that's not possible for everyone with, you know, our jobs and our babies and, you know, whatever it is, but doing the best we can to get an adequate amount of sleep, knowing how much an adequate amount of sleep is for you. I've got news for you. 5 hours is not it. That's not it. Do we have a good sleep hygiene routine? Are we setting ourselves up so that we are producing enough melatonin so that we actually do fall asleep when we go to bed? Or are we in this, are we in this state of insomnia and always trying to like convince ourselves, like, if I fall asleep now, I'll get 6 hours of sleep. If I fall asleep now, I'll get 5.5 hours of sleep. If I fall asleep now, I've been there, right? I've been there. We significantly underestimate, you know, the difference, home cooking makes. Again, I know I don't cook all of my meals at home, but I do know that I do feel better on those weeks that I am on my game and I am preparing more of my meals than not, than on weeks that I'm like in the drive-thru or sitting in a restaurant or whatever because of necessity, because I didn't plan, because, right? We underestimate getting up and getting sunlight in our eyes or full spectrum light. We underestimate, what are some other things? We underestimate a 15-minute walk at lunchtime and what that does for our energy and our mood and our overall activity level. We underestimate a consistent 10-minute workout, right? We feel like, oh, it's just 10 minutes. It's not even worth it. But if you're doing 10 minutes of working out 5 times a week versus not doing anything 5 times a week because you don't have enough time, at the end of the week, you have almost an hour of exercise that you didn't have before, right? Those things add up and they stack up. And again, it's not, you're not going to get those immediate overnight quick results that, you know, are as fun to share with your friends. Your friends might not notice right away, but they do make such a big, big difference. Another thing that I want to highlight, you know, going back to diet with, you know, you've got to be keto, you've got to be vegan, you can't eat dairy, you know, all of these things, right? There's not a lot of blanket statements that we can make that are true for everyone, right? Like, consuming too much sugar is bad for everyone, right? I think we can all agree on that. But you can't make a blanket statement that like you can't eat dairy at all, or you can't eat whole grains at all, or, you know, whatever else it is. these things are so specific individually, it's not even funny. And in the nutrition coaching program that I'm in the middle of taking right now, I just hit the halfway mark. I just took my second test of 4 yesterday. So I'm really excited about that. They said in the very, very beginning, there's gonna be nutrition content throughout this course that contradicts each other. And that's almost done on purpose because, again, well, first of all, I'm not a registered dietitian, so I can never prescribe like a meal plan or something like that for you. That's outside of my scope of practice, right? But understanding and helping people navigate what's gonna work for them and what doesn't, and, you know, helping people decide, you know, where they fall and how they're going to implement these things is within my scope of practice, right? So understanding that, you know, while dairy might not be good for me and I might have very strong feelings about, you know, the dairy that we're consuming and, you know, all of that, I'm not going to put that on you as my client or as my listener or as someone else in my community, right? You need to figure that out for yourself, and I'm here to help you navigate, you know, the process in which you figure that out. So, again, just to back to my experience with this navigating thing. And it's so funny because now that I'm taking a more critical look and I'm more aware of, you know, where I was and where I am now in my own journey, I'm starting to really notice this content. Like for me specifically, it's with running and working out in general. I still see so much content that is like, get off the treadmill, stop running, it's not good for you, you're fucking up your hormones, you don't need it, strength training so much better, blah, 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 right? And I enjoy running. I don't run from a place of, I need to burn X amount of calories or, you know, whatever. That's not why I run. I run because I enjoy it. I enjoy being outside. I enjoy the runner's high. I enjoy meeting, like setting goals and meeting them. I enjoy the work that goes into meeting these goals. I really, honestly enjoy that process. Now, what's also true is that if I only run and I don't incorporate any other kind of strength-based or flexibility and mobility-based workout, that's not going to be good for my body. That is detrimental to me. So I'm in this place now of navigating, okay, where and how can I incorporate other workouts that work for me and feel good for me? So I'm doing things like these 10-minute mobility and flexibility and recovery type of workouts. And I do these kind of scattered throughout my week in no particular order, just kind of like if I'm feeling sore or if I'm feeling like, you know what, my legs still hurt from yesterday's workout, so I'm not going to run today. I'm going to go for a walk and then I'm going to do this recovery, you know, video instead. There's room for both, right? And so as a woman and as someone who is in their late 30s now, muscle is important. It's important for my metabolism. It's important for balancing my blood sugar. It's important for making sure that I stay healthy and strong through perimenopause, whenever that's gonna be for me. Maybe I'm in perimenopause, I don't know. No, I'm not, but it could be right around the corner, right? And that process can be a fucking nightmare. And so that's also like a weird, just a total side note, that's a weird space for me to be like so aware of this like perimenopause phase that could be, it could be right around the corner. It might not happen for another 10 years. I don't know, but I'm like really committed to setting myself up so that that process, like, doesn't hit me like a ton of bricks, right? And it's so funny because I've been done having my babies, right? My youngest is 12 years old, but many of my friends and people my age are still very much in that, you know, fertility phase and making sure that they have, you know, happy, healthy, vibrant pregnancies. And I'm like, whew, that is so, not where I'm at. So it's just kind of funny because I know that I do have some fertility content come across my feed just because of my age and gender. And, you know, I'm friends with fertility coaches and things like that. And again, a lot of my friends are still in that phase of life. But also in my day job, in my coaching job at my clinical practice, I am supporting a lot of perimenopausal and menopausal, postmenopausal women. And so I'm starting to educate myself in that area. And again, becoming more and more aware of the fact that that will be my reality sooner than later. So I'm getting a lot of that kind of content too. And so that's another thing that I'm kind of navigating as to, because again, there's a lot of opinions. There's a lot of really polarizing advice. And for right now, all I'm going to say is the only opinion that is going to work as a blanket statement is that if you go to your doctor with complaining of symptoms related to, you know, hormone related things, and your doctor tells you, yep, that sounds right for your age, or yep, that's just part of getting older, or yes, that's very normal for women your age, or any variation of that, and they don't want to dig into that with you and talk to you about, you know, what your lifestyle looks like, how you're managing your stress, are you sleeping, what are you eating, all of those types of things. If those are conversations that are not being had and they don't want to test, fire them. Get a new doctor. Find someone else, because these symptoms do not have to be a normal part of your life. And that is a blanket statement that I will stand by. Now, how you go about making sure that, you know, that's not your normal is, I'm sure, not a blanket statement. You know, there are things that we can try and things that we can do and all of that kind of stuff. But again, it's experimental because you have to figure out what works for you. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. That was a huge side tangent anyway. But I just wanted to kind of talk about this a little bit more because this is why I'm here. I'm here to help you navigate through all of these polarizing views and help you sort through the nuance of, well, what does work for me, or what does feel good to me, or what is the thing that's going to get me the result that I'm looking for outside of these quick fix type of, you know, things. And again, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with any of these products, or, you know, if you want to take them and they work for you, that's, you know, obviously your choice. But in my experience and in my opinion, if you start taking a product and it works for, you know, particularly weight loss, let's stick with that one. If you take a product to curb your hunger or speed up your metabolism or whatever the promise is, and it works and you lose the weight and you feel good and you look good and all that stuff, the minute you stop, all of that weight will come right back. That is a promise. And so that's why I don't love them. I just don't love them. And I really think that enough of us are not getting back to the basics and doing the really unsexy things that really do make a big difference and really do go a long way. And again, that's why I'm here. That's why I, you know, shifted the podcast a little bit, particularly for us moms. I know that, you know, the word mom is no longer in the title, but I really do feel like it is our responsibility as moms to educate ourselves and to be, you know, a good example for our kids and, you know, to help them navigate what works for them and what doesn't work for them and not, you know, push our views on them and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think that there's so much miseducation out there, and as a society, we're so misinformed that even with all the best intentions in the world, we're still, how do I want to say this? Even with all the best intentions, we're still not set up for success because of the way that we are marketed to, not just by social media, but by big pharma and, you know, big food and, you know, the way that our nutrition labels are. It's scary the amount of shit that they can get away with our nutrition labels. Like, here you think you're eating this, you know, 100 calorie pack of Oreos or whatever, you're throwing that in your kid's lunchbox thinking you're doing something good for them. And at the end of the day, if they would have just eaten 2 Oreo cookies or 3 Oreo cookies, they would have been better off, right? So I just, again, I could just go on and on for hours and hours. So I'm just going to end it here. But thank you for being here with me and sharing this time. I know that your time is really precious. And so any time that we get to spend together, I'm always so thankful. If you have anything that you are personally struggling with, as far as, you know, a competing viewpoint that you're trying to navigate through, or that you'd like more information on, or a more, just like a more higher level overview of each one and what kind of person each of those viewpoints would work for, let me know. I'm happy to do that research and do another podcast on a specific topic, like the whole like running versus strength training, or what's another one that's really prevalent on my mind? The cycle syncing your workouts or not, or those types of things I would love to geek out over. And so, but at the same time, I want to make sure that I'm bringing you content that is appropriate for you and meets you where you are, and, you know, is just in general helpful. So let me know, send me a DM at Megan E Wellness, or post it in our free Facebook community. I'll like link both in the show notes. And until next time, stay. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with you and hearing about what resonates with you. If you connected with something in this episode, do me a favor and screenshot it and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Megan E Wellness so we can chat about it. This helps me continue to create content that resonates with you and other women just like you. Until next time, stay curious.